With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. This episode of Steel Wars is brought to you by Harry's Shavers. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. Just $2 per blade compared to four or more. And they stand by the quality of their blades so much, they've created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/Steel Wars. Thank you so much, Harry's. And now, it's on with the show. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And this is our Friday Comic Con coverage. It is about 11 p.m. and I am here in a room in a convention center with Dominic Jones just before the collector panel Star Wars 2018.
All right. It's 11 a.m., not 11 p.m.
Oh,
that would
really?
Be totally different, yeah.
Did I say p.m.?
Yeah, it would be all a right. very different panel we would be at.
Yeah.
But yeah, collector's panel, it's much more full than it usually is for this panel. Like last year I showed up late and just like wandered in and got a seat like near the middle. This year this year was here pretty early and still could only get a seat near the back.
I imagine Hasbro is going to be brutal, impossible to get into.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. That's why you got to stay.
And we're here with Corey.
Of course, naturally.
Now, I think you're setting up your camera. This is going well. And so we're about to see a bunch of panels, and you just count how many times they say Clone Wars.
All right. You want me to count them?
Yeah.
So far today, how many times I've said it?
No, in the panels.
Okay, I will.
Keep a count.
I surely will.
What's your estimate?
So
you've got two panels. You've got Hasbro, and then you've got... What about just that? Let's go with the Hasbro panel. How many times they'll say Clone Wars in the Hasbro panel?
Say 17. Yeah, I think that's realistic.
What a weird number to choose.
Hey, you know what? He's been right about some stuff this weekend. So you know what?
Yeah, this is.
I wouldn't put it past him to say Clone Wars 17 times.
This is your Comic Con, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I got cool. So here's what's going on. I got my camera set up, 4K quality.
You should angle it so you get a bit of the screen as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll show reveals on that. Oh. Wow.
We just almost witnessed the disaster here.
I like that it's 4K quality. You've got it on this jangly plastic holder.
Yeah, that's all I had. But, you know. Yeah, I think 17 is a good amount. And this one, I'm saying maybe one time.
Just one time?
Yeah.
I reckon you'll get 5 out of this one.
All right. And then what's the next one after this?
Then it's the clothing one.
Okay, I don't think we'll get any there.
Yeah. So this is like with Kodo and Sideshow and EFX. All those guys are going to show us expensive things to spend money on.
All right.
Are they going to show Hot Toys in this?
There's going to be a reveal.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I hope it's Clone Wars related.
Yeah. Clone Wars era Hot Toys.
Uncle Pops. Oh, yeah, Hot Toys.
He just immediately finished
So, were you worried? We were talking about this last night on the bonus content. Were you worried you were going to wake up this morning and it was going to be Thursday and all your perfect day of getting Clone Wars announced was going to... just be a dream.
That was my first thought upon waking up.
Yeah, because I walked past him this morning when he was waking up, and I just started pinching him.
And he's like, what? And I'm like, just making sure you're awake, mate. Is this real?
Yeah.
And then you got two free Clone Wars t-shirts.
Yeah.
You got a Clone Wars poster.
Yep.
You just live in the dream, Corey.
Yeah, I got the Clone Wars
California, pop. Mate. Yeah. It's where dreams come true.
But you know what's weird?
What?
I didn't get the Cad Bane pop.
You'll get so it.
There's one thing missing, but I think somehow...
Hey, you're getting greedy, Corey.
Yeah, you are greedy. You're asking too much of Comic-Con.
Clone Wars, you got t-shirts, you got...
All right, you guys, it's 11:59. The collector's panel just wrapped up
yep.
with all the toy licensees, pretty much, except for Hasbro. Corey, what was the Clone Wars count?
I counted one, but you say two.
I counted two.
So,
because there was a helmet. Anovos had a helmet.
That was from Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And they didn't say Clone Wars.
They didn't say Clone Wars in that?
Yeah, so, I got to support Corey on this.
You guys wow. remember I predicted one time?
It's the one from the General Giant
happened,
guy.
So if yeah. they're 17 from Hasbro, I need to start playing the lottery at that point. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, interesting. Right. Interesting.
But I'll tell you what. I was a little disappointed.
Why?
Well, Hot Toys teased a reveal. There was no reveal.
I wasn't there?
No. I was excited.
All right. Well, I'm just going to try to get up my feed because I was tweeting everything out. And then maybe we can talk about what was there. First up, they had like interviews with all the panelists,
yeah.
which made the show run over. And then yeah. General Giant had to like press fast forward on their presentation.
It looked like they had the most interesting presentation too.
Yeah,
it looked like they had some good stuff. And the guy who was talking was pretty engaged.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Just guys.
Who's that?
The banter.
Yeah.
Lighten up on the banter.
The banter was pretty rough, especially at the beginning.
Yeah.
Hey, so there's a difference between Star Wars and Star Trek. Steel, have you heard that? Have you heard that
yeah,
before?
Yeah, great.
That before?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That was a little
red shirts and stormtroopers, guys. Come on.
All right, so I'll go through a few of the things. We had a Lando Skiff Guard.
Yeah, no, that's
12-inch
kind of funny because you were just talking about that.
Yeah.
So, finally.
And that's to go with that giant...
Well, actually, my question is
12-inch Hot Toys Jabba, which has got the best pillows in Star Wars collecting.
Is that Lando Hot Toys or Sideshow? I think it's Sideshow.
Who knows, buddy? It's all too confusing for
me.
There was some other stuff. They're doing a life-size BB-8. I like this one, the Regal Robot, the little asteroid monster that's going to hold your pencils.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I would, if I had that amount of money, I would get that. It's one of those.
How much is it?
I don't know. I didn't notice. I didn't know.
I don't think it's
going to
be that expensive.
Okay, then maybe.
That it's like a pencil cozy for your desk, and it's the asteroid monster, and it comes with a pencil with the Falcon on the end of it.
Yeah, it's a
pretty good design. Oh, wait. Okay, the behind the design fashion collaborations panel is about to start. So
we'll be back.
We'll be back. We'll talk more collectibles. Then after that, we've got Hasbro. All right, Corey.
Yes, zero Clone Wars.
17 Clone Wars 17 references. There might be one here.
I'm going to say none.
I'm going to say there's three.
Okay. I'll say none.
Three.
For this man.
Yeah.
Yeah, three.
Okay.
Three or four.
Right. Ooh, four.
I'll go four.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going
all
zero.
Right.
All right.
All right, guys. We're back.
Oh.
We're back.
Hey, what was the Clone Wars count during the fashion panel, Corey? Six.
I'm going to tell you. I didn't know Ashley was going to be there. Or else, like...
what did you say?
I said four.
Well, I was a three, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Dom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you totally wrong. What did you said one or zero? Wow.
Yeah.
Corey.
Well, okay, so Dom's one. What do I have? Do I have two?
Two what? Wins?
Yeah, since the Clone Wars is announced again. But see, you thought the same.
What? What did I think the same of?
You thought Clone Wars would come back.
No, I didn't think it was coming back, no.
So what are you saying?
I wanted to believe,
I've got to go. So next up's a Hasbro panel. I've got to leave halfway. So I expect a comprehensive report. I got to go do the Last Jedi debate. It's at 2 and I've got to get there half an hour early. I expect a full report, Corey. Corey?
Yes.
I expect a full report.
You'll get it.
Nice. Comprehensive.
Okay.
And I need a Clone Wars count. What did you say? Was it... Was 17 my guess or your guess? Okay.
17. What, okay. What do you think?
Nine.
I'm going to say 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there's lightsabers.
Very exciting.
Bye-bye. It is 3:15. We just got out of Chris Gore's Last Jedi debate, which I was on. It was so much fun. And my heated rival from the Scum and Villainy Cantina. It's JC. How you doing, man?
I'm good. That was fun. Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
I think if people could get face-to-face and they got off social media, there wouldn't be so much nastiness in Star Wars fandom.
Yeah, to be honest, I think we're fine. Like, but then it's when people want to use people's sort of dissent with the film and co-opt it for something else. Like, I love stuff like this and the stuff like we do at your at the bar, where it's just like, these are my nerd reasons why I don't like this. I just want to hear nerd reasons.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, you and I obviously don't agree about this movie at all, but you gave me a hug this afternoon because I made a point about Luke Skywalker that you agreed with.
Yeah, JC brought up his favorite bit was the R2-D2 hologram, and I was like me and JC, every time we talk, we just disagree about The Last Jedi. So for him to bring out that poignant moment, and me being such a Luke Skywalker guy, I did have to break ranks and go over and give him a phantom hug from behind. I'm not sure if he knew what was going on or not.
I appreciate the hug, and I'm actually a huge Luke Skywalker guy also. Everybody says they love Han Solo. I think that's why we get a Han Solo movie. It's like, if you focus group people, who's your favorite Star Wars character? Everybody's like, oh, Han Solo. For me, it's always been Luke. You know, Han Solo is your older brother that you always look up to, or the cool kid in school, the quarterback of high school. But Luke is you, Luke is me, Luke is the guy on screen that you don't want to admit to being, but that's who we all are. We're Luke.
Definitely for me, like, Luke in A New Hope is my avatar in A New Hope. Like, when he says, hey, why is that flashing, and Han Solo chides him, I'm like going, no, why is it flashing? I'd want to know that.
Exactly, and he's a little bit, you know, he doesn't know what he doesn't know yet, but then throughout the course of the movie, he learns how big the galaxy actually is. Like, there's more to the galaxy than, you know, looking for the new XP-38 model land speeder and bullseyeing womp rats.
And as a bar owner yourself, you must love his kook bar move to try and get a drink, pulling on the bartender's sleeve. How does that work at the Scum and Villainy Cantina?
I think in 2018 on the planet Earth, sometimes referred to as Terra in sci-fi, I think that's called assault. And I don't think you're allowed to touch another person without it being called assault.
Is this about the hug?
I haven't even thought about that. I'm going to go. I hope my fiance got a picture of that. I'm going to sync Steel Wars podcast.
Yes. What else you got planned for the con, JC?
My fiance, it's her first time here. We're going to peruse around, spend some time with my friend Kevin Smith on the IMDb boat, which is totally a douchebag name drop I just did, but that's the truth. And then tomorrow at 2 p.m., I'm doing another podcast panel for Star Wars Declassified, where we're talking about Star Wars' impact on the real world. So,
where's that at?
Same place. The Neil Morgan Auditorium. But I'm super excited to do that because I get to talk about the bar and some of the fan films and all the amazing things that Star Wars has brought to my life and the lives of other people.
Nice, man. Well, it was... I was so stoked to go to battle with you. It was awesome fun.
It's always fun. It's always fun.
I feel like it could have just been us two in a room by ourselves, no recording equipment, and just like 8,000 half-finished sentences.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's what happens at Scum and Villainy all the time anyway, so, you know.
All right, well, have a good rest of the con.
Yeah, you too, man. We'll see you soon.
It was great to be in battle with you.
Absolutely.
I'll see you at the bar.
I'll speak up next time you're doing your podcast from now.
I should just point out, JC did express to me how frustrating he finds listening to my podcast and not being able to jump in.
Although when Kyle Newman's on, Kyle and I tend to think very similarly. So Kyle's my Force Ghost voice on that panel.
And what a voice. Cheers, man.
This week's episode of Steel Wars is proudly brought to you by Harry's Shavers, and in commemoration of this, I will bring up that Han Solo has a lot of close shaves. like you can too if you take up Harry's trial offer. Harry's was founded by people that were fed up with paying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. So they bought a factory that has been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. And they are so confident in the quality and price of their shavers that they have put together a free trial offer for Steel Wars listeners to take advantage of. It's a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich, lathering shave gel. Let's do that one more time because it was so fun. A rich, lathering shave gel and a trap.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Travel blade cover. You just cover the shipping, which is just $3. Listeners of Steel Wars can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/Steel Wars. Make sure you go to harrys.com/Steel Wars to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. Thank you so much, and thanks, Harry's. Guys, it's 4:37, and this is a big scoop. I'm gonna try pirate Corey's interview with Hasbro.
Okay, me and Randy were talking about doing exactly this, so you're just making the dream come true right now.
All right, I'm going in for the kill.
How is the progress coming along with the facial scan stuff? Is it, because the Black Series stuff looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Now you guys announced Vintage Collection is doing it.
Yeah, we are.
So how's that process
going to shrink it down? It's going really well.
Corey does seem to have them on the ropes with that question. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. So be a tough one to bounce back from.
So we were talking about getting the story behind the story. Right now I can see Corey. He's asking the question. He's kind of sweating. His hand looks like he might drop the phone that's recording the audio. I don't know if he's going to make it. He's doing his best, but I don't know if he has the skills.
Do you think Corey's the Eminem of Star Wars podcast interviews?
Yeah, definitely.
His hand's sweating. Yeah, mom's spaghetti.
I mean, there's
on his Coin Wars t-shirt.
There's gunshot noises. People are getting scared.
It's blaster noises.
Yeah,
it's Star Wars.
Exactly. It's making people nervous. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to make it through the whole interview. Also, he's been coughing a lot. I'm worried about his health. Have you ever seen Amadeus at the end when he dies because the other composer works too hard?
I've always seen Star Wars.
Okay, well, I'm the other composer who worked Amadeus too hard.
You're a composer?
Yeah, of Star Wars news tweets.
God, you make Star Wars, you compose music.
Yes, I do that. And
yeah, you do.
I do. But the thing about it is I'm killing him. Like, I'm working him so hard that he might not make it.
I think it's more putting him out of his misery.
Maybe. I mean, they say ignorance is bliss, and I believe he's a very blissful man. I love you, Corey. I'm just kidding.
The weird thing is, and the pretty rad thing is, so Corey's interviewing two people from Hasbro, and he's got his questions out on his phone, but it looks like while they're talking, he's just, like, checking Twitter. Like, he's just like, whatever.
Yeah, before we were giving some like pre-interview prep, we're like, hey, make sure you listen so you hear what they're saying. So that way you're not just like reading off your phone. But right now, I can see that Corey's gone rogue and he's going full by the script.
Oh, he's on the script?
Oh, I think so. No, I mean, he's not going by our script. He's on his own script, which is the phone. but wait. I see him using hand gestures. This is something like I have never seen before. It's... Wow, he's doing it. He's making it happen. He's pointing at them. He's doing
a lot of pointing.
Yeah, he's
waving a finger at Hasbro.
He pointed at him. He's moving his hands around. It's like he's telling them what time it is.
I actually feel bad for one of the Hasbro PR people. They are very confused. She was so puzzled at why I was bootlegging the interview.
Well, what's funny is, I mean, and it makes sense that Hasbro is recording it on their end in case, I think, something is misrepresented or misreported.
Yeah, they just want that hot Corey fire. They're sending it back to Connecticut.
Or maybe it's like, this is the White Album of Hasbro interviews and they want their own bootleg. Like you know, like Smile.
Yeah,
it's been
yeah.
out for years, but, you know.
The original Studio Masters.
Yeah, right. But right now, I mean, and well, look at him. He's not looking at the phone. It's like he's free-handing it.
I should point out, this is Jason.
Oh, yeah, that's me. If you don't know my voice by now, you know.
If you don't know my voice by now, you'll never, ever, ever know it.
Wait, they're laughing. Corey has him.
Really?
Corey's the maestro of toy interviews.
I just hope he's telling them a story.
A Corey story. He's like, yeah, he's like, this is about the time I went to the post office box and they didn't have my mail.
So this was pretty good. So I had to leave the Hasbro panel halfway through. So I'm not sure how it worked out. But during the panels beforehand, me, Dom, and Corey were taking wages on how many times they'd say the words Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Corey's on point. He's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, I wanted him to ask them if Indiana in the Cupboard was a documentary, and I don't think he's going to ask it.
Well, the question, if you're not subscribed to the either my or Jason's Patreon, you're missing out on some amazing late-night content. I think we've recorded 2.5-hour-plus shows for both nights, and Corey's the best question Corey had easily for Hasbro. He was going to ask why Gentle Giant only made half the figures. And like, why don't... Do you guys know why they don't make any legs?
Because of the bust.
Yeah.
Of the bust line. And he was going to... We wanted him to suggest that they make the other parts.
Yeah, originally we wanted him to go to Gentle Giant and ask them why they don't make the legs.
Mm-hmm.
But then we thought it would be better if he spent his Hasbro interview just asking them questions about other licensees. When do you think Funko is going to delve more into the prequel era?
Now that Rebels is off the air, what do you guys think that General Giant's going to do about that?
The Jack's 31 inches. What do you think? Are they still coming out?
Yeah, so I just want to say that I think he's going in the interview now, though. I don't think... I mean, well... every time I go to say he's actually doing it on his own, he looks down at the training wheels again.
Yeah, you gotta let go of the notes.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have them there in case you need them, but you gotta not need them.
Well, I've found if you have them out, you need them.
Right.
You can't not look at them.
Come here, Randy. So Randy, kind of, what this was kind of your dream. I just mm-hmm. wanted you to have a set to you know, like, kind of give some notes on how you think the interview that Corey's doing is going right now. He's interviewing Hasbro. He's in the thick of it. I want to know how you're feeling about it.
Has he asked about Sideshow or Gentle Giant's legs yet?
Not yet. I will say that when it started off, he had a very rocky start. He started asking questions
about... Like he was, like, beating meat?
Like he started off asking some questions about resistance.
Okay.
How do you get that Cad Bane pop?
And they lost him for a second. They kind of looked at him blankly, but then he picked it up with a facial recognition and the facial scanning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the...
I thought you meant he recognized they worked at Hasbro.
The
yeah.
I remember you from the panel.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't Gentle Giant.
So what you're saying is that diagnostic I gave him and that new program that I ran is working. He looked at them, he said, does not compute, they do not compute.
Almost human.
Almost human.
Almost human.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think he's doing all right. And more than anything, it's he's meeting his heroes, but they're meeting theirs. Right. I think Corey knows that.
Right. I think it might be guys like Corey that keep them up at night. Okay, they're done now. Corey's out of the interview. You want to give Corey an exit interview?
All right, okay.
Corey.
Yeah? You just got out of the Hasbro interview.
Yes.
I did bootleg a bit of it.
Sweet.
How'd it go?
It went great.
What was a big scoop? Can you sizzle? Give us something to hang on for the fans, the Corey fans. Why should they tune into your interview?
Because there's some Clone Wars teases.
Nice. Oh, how many times do they say Clone Wars in the toy panel?
Oh, like 7 or 8.
So not 17?
No.
Ah, I think I said 9.
You did say 9.
I won. Yes. Yes.
King of the podcast.
Yes. I'm the new king.
Yep. You are the new king.
Thank you. And what was your favorite toy revealed in the Hasbro panel?
Yes, favorite toy.
Yeah.
I really like the vintage collection Darth Revan.
Darth Revan?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he's over there.
Because I had to go halfway. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the vintage collection Darth Revan.
But don't you agree that that means that the Revan movie, stuff about Revan's probably off the table?
Yeah, I mean, he's done. But he's a cool toy.
He's a cool toy.
Yeah, I like his book. That's the only, like, Expand Universe character I really like.
So if you could have now one thing out of that panel, what would you have? You can't say the sale budge.
One thing, huh? What did they show with the Black Series? Oh, I'll tell you. The Moloch. That was really cool.
Yeah, the 6-inch one?
It looks good.
Yeah, it has a swap-out head and stuff. Or a face mask.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'd probably pick that up.
Okay. And what do you think was the banger? What was their big announcement, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, like other years they've had, like, they had the giant 6-inch TIE fighter. They had the Rogue One AT-AT. Well, yeah. Did they have a banger?
Yes. It was the announcement of reissuing really hard to get Black Series figures next year, but using the photo realistic technology to update them.
Gotcha.
People really clap for that.
Really? See, for me, I'm not in the, like, I don't collect that stuff. Like, I get the FH figure arts and their faces are already awesome. But that doesn't seem like a powerhouse excitement getter. Do you know what I mean? Like,
for me personally.
Just give me a giant toy. Yeah. I just want a giant toy, Corey.
I just want the sale barge and I didn't get it.
Did you order it?
No. I had like $450 saved up for it and then it was too late.
Well, you'll probably be dead by the time it gets released anyway. That cough is still going.
Yeah.
Rip Corey.
Sale barge.
Final words.
Would you like, if you do die of this cough, would you like for a collector to get your ashes and sprinkle it on their sale barge?
No.
Where would you like your ashes put?
Instead of a Clone Wars episode.
You want your ashes to be put in a Clone Wars episode?
Yeah, in the USB.
What? That was cool. We're done. You're the best. All right, you guys. I'm not sure when I recorded the last one of this, but it's now 9:30, and we're at, where are we?
At the Gentle Giant party.
And we're with Nathan Hamill.
Yes.
And, former guest.
And Steel is shooting down all my jokes. I don't know how long I can take this, so. Well, it was good while it lasted.
But we're in line to get a cocktail. Nathan, what do you hope to procure?
You know, a Shirley Temple, something like that.
Order a Mary Sue.
Oh, wait,
see what you get.
This is on the record, isn't it? Okay, never mind, never mind. Interview's over.
Hey, guys. It is now about 11:15 on Friday night. And I'm sneezing. There's a live sneeze. That is fantastic. I had a great time at the Gentle Giant party, quite a soiree, but I had to leave Nathan to go on to other parties, because here's the deal. My alarm's set for 7 a.m. and Nathan's is set for 1:30 p.m. So we have different goals. At San Diego Comic-Con, mine is to record a sweet interview with Hasbro in the morning, and he's doing a signing and releasing a new vinyl toy at 3 p.m. So we'll be there for that. We'll cover that. Don't worry, guys. We'll be there. So I hope you're enjoying all the Comic-Con coverage. If you are, please drop us a retweet or one of those good things, or go on iTunes and write a sweet 5-star review. It really helps us be recommended to other potential listeners. So that is dope. And if you're a Patreon, we will be recording, I imagine, our third hour plus discussion about all the things going on of that day of Comic-Con tonight. So we've already recorded 2 1-hour plus bonus shows with all the Making Star Wars guys and myself, which are available on the Patreon for just $1 for the month. This special month, I have any bonus content until August is $1. So for all of it, do you know what I mean? So if you enjoy the podcast, chuck in a buck and enjoy some late night shenanigans. Thank you guys so much, and may that force be with you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
If you're after more Star Wars listening, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net, where you can find such great podcasts as Blue Harvest, First Order Transmissions, Idiots Array, Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting, Podcast 2187, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Cargo Hold, and The Sith List. So that's planetbroadcasting.com and makingstarwars.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.